remove from among you that wicked person. He made use of a phrase from the Old Testament to serve two purposes, to suggest that by removing such a person they would greatly benefit, as if they were freed from a severe disease, and to assert that this practice is not a recent development, but from the earliest times it has been deemed fit by the law to expel such individuals. However, in those times it was done with more harshness, and now it's done with greater gentleness. That brings up a valid question. Why in the past had he agreed that the sinner should be harshly punished and stoned, but not so in the modern situation? Rather, he encourages them towards repentance. Why is there a shift in approach between then and now? There are two reasons. One, because they were faced with greater challenges and required greater patience, and the other, because these sinners were more likely to be reformed, given the chance to repent, while the previous ones were likely to continue in their wickedness. If they continued with their sinful acts even after seeing others being punished, had there been no punishment at all, they would have felt even more inclined to do so. For that reason, in those times, immediate death was imposed on the adulterer and murderer. However, in this era, if they are absolved through repentance, they evade the punishment. That said, there are circumstances in both periods where harsher punishments occurred and some where less severe ones happened, signifying that the covenants are similar and stem from the same lawgiver. In both, you can see immediate repercussions as well as delayed ones. Often, not even after a long interval, repentance alone is accepted by the Almighty as sufficient restitution. Thus, in the Old Testament, David, who committed adultery and murder, was spared by repentance. And in the New Testament, Ananias, who withheld a small portion of the land sale proceeds, perished along with his wife. If examples like these are more common in the Old Testament and their opposites in the New Testament, it shows that the variance in individuals caused the different handling of such cases.